Do you remember when interest rates were 2.5%, 3%, and you were able to buy a $700,000 home easily? Well, guess what? I have a way that you could get back in the driver's seat and own real estate now and not wait for the housing market and interest rates to drop. Welcome to Finance with Fernando. I am your host, Fernando, the Mortgage Maverick de Cunha. Today, we're talking about a topic that has been extremely hot recently, and that's temporary rate buy-downs. Why is this a hot topic? Well, I'll tell you. It's because affordability for consumers are the lowest they've been in 20 plus years when it comes to real estate. We just hit a 28-year low in mortgage applications, which is just mind-numbing, right? When you think about it, people are holding onto their cash, and the Federal Reserve wanted this to happen, and that's why they tightened up interest rates and they increased the prime rate. So how can you buy a home and still have a lower payment for a short period of time, whether it's a year, 2 years, or 3 years? How can you make buying a home more affordable? Well, I'll tell you. There's some secret in the sauce. It's called a temporary rate buy-down. I've seen a bunch of videos and some fellow creators talking about this stuff. Temporary rate buy-downs allow you to receive a seller or builder credit and buy down the rate for a period of 1, 2, or even 3 years. And what that will do is it lowers your monthly payment each month and save a certain amount of money per year. Now, you still have to qualify for the loan at its maximum payment because keep in mind, this is only a temporary rate buy down, only for a set period of time. So you need to qualify for the full payment amount, but allows you to keep cash in pocket. Now, we're in a rate environment where in the next year or two, analysts, including myself, believe that rates are going to decrease once inflation dissipates. So that being said, if you could get yourself a year or 2 years of a lower rate and a lower monthly payment, you could save that money while you're waiting to refinance. So let's dive deep into the numbers when it comes to temporary rate buy-down. So as I mentioned, a seller or builder credit has to be given to you as a buyer for a temporary rate buy-down to be viable. And the reason being is that if you're paying for your own rate buy-down, that's typically a permanent rate buy-down. The difference between a permanent rate buy-down and a temporary rate buy-down is a permanent rate buy-down typically costs more money for a significantly lower rate. So we're going to use an example of a 1% lower rate than whatever the market is. If you were to buy down your rate by 1% on a permanent rate buy-down and you paid the closing costs, which are also called discount points to buy down that rate, it may cost you, let's say, $20,000 to buy down your rate by 1%, right? For 1%, I should say. Now, if you're buying a home and you're doing a temporary rate buy down, it may cost you a quarter of that in a seller credit or a builder credit to get 1% lower rate for a year, 2, or 3 years. Do you see? And that's because the investor is saying, you know what? Give me some money now. I'll save you money, but then you're going to pay me the full interest rate after that promo period. For your interest rate. Now, the way to negotiate a temporary rate buy-down is very simple. When you're going in to make an offer on a property, and a lot of markets and places throughout the United States are still dealing with people in bidding wars, right? Sellers still have the upper hand because inventory is still low. Basic economics, supply and demand. So what you do is when you submit your offer, let's say you're buying a house, I always use $500,000. Let's say the property is on the market for $500,000. You want to submit an offer to the seller for $510,000. And that's just without a temporary rate buy-down. You just want to submit $10,000 over ask. My recommendation is speak with someone like myself who could go over the temporary rate buy-down calculator that I use, and I could tell you how much you may need from the seller or builder, if it's new construction, to then buy down your rate temporarily for a year, 2 years, or 3 years. There's typically three options, right? Or four options. Sometimes you could do a 1-1 buy-down. 1% less the first year, 1% less the second year, but I'll get a little more detail than that in a second. So if you come to me and you say, I want to buy down my rate for the first year of my mortgage, I could say to you, okay, you're going to have to ask for a $6,000 credit. So what you do is instead of just going in with that offer for $510, you say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, I want to offer you $516, but I want you to give me a $6,000 credit back at closing. So you're still going to net your $510,000. That's my offer, but I'm able to buy down my rate for the first year. okay, and get 1% less than the market rate. And the reason why I want to do that is I want a lower payment for the first year, and hopefully I could refinance in the future. Now, when you go in with this higher offer, sometimes you may want to sweeten it a little bit, right? If it only costs you $6,000 to temporarily buy down your rate, you're submitting an offer for $510,000. Maybe you turn around and say, listen, I'll give you $520,000 and I just want $6,000 back as a credit. And that kind of, it ignites the seller to say, well, I'm getting an extra $4,000 and I'm only giving them six back. Great. You know, I'm happy with it. So it's a give and take in that scenario. Now, will a seller necessarily agree with it off the bat? Maybe not. Keep in mind, you have to sweeten the deal. So if you plan on going in and submitting an offer for $510,000 and someone else submits an offer for $510,000, but you're asking for a credit, you're probably going to lose the deal, right? So you got to think ahead of time and say, you know what, even though I'm buying this at a slightly higher purchase price, I am getting something back for it. I am getting a seller credit and that allows me to then buy down the rate, right, and have a lower payment. So as far as temporary buy downs are concerned, there's a few options. Through my company, we do four different options. We have a 1-0 buy down, which means for the first year, it's 1%. And then starting year two, it's whatever that market rate is that you locked into when you got your mortgage. We have a 1-1 buy down, which is the first year is 1% lower than the market that you locked into, the second year is 1% lower, and then on the third year, it goes back to that market rate that you locked into when you close on your mortgage. We have a 2-1 buy down, which means for the first year, it's 2% lower than the market rate you locked into, the second year, it's 1% lower, and then the third year, it goes back to normal. And then we have a 3-2-1 buy down, which means the first year is 3% lower than that rate, 2% the second year, 1% the third year, and then after the fourth year, it goes back to whatever the market rate is. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you were to close on a mortgage with a 7% rate and your mortgage loan amount, right? Because everything's based on loan amount when you're financing real estate, when it comes to fees associated with the mortgage. Let's say you wanted to do a 1-0 buy down, meaning you just wanted the first year your rate to be 1% lower than the market rate. If you locked into 7% on a $700,000 mortgage, it would cost you, you would have to get a seller credit for $5,523, okay? So $5,500 basically as a seller credit, a little higher than that. And you would save per month $460 per month. And your first year, your interest rate would be 6%, right? So instead of paying that 7% rate in year one, you'd pay 6%. So for a $700,000 loan, the first year every month, you're saving $460. It's impressive, right? If you multiply that by 12, you're saving $5,523. Now, that's a coincidence, right? The cost and the amount of savings are the same. That's because a temporary rate buy-down is subsidizing your payments. What happens is when the seller gives you a credit, that amount is sitting in an escrow account paying that mortgage payment each month, filling that gap of $460, saving you money on a monthly basis by using the credit that the seller gave you. Now, this is the best part about a temporary rate buy-down. Let's say you refinance in less than a year from now. What's great about it is whatever is left in that escrow account that isn't used, so let's say you get that credit for $5,500 and there's $1,000 left in that escrow account to subsidize two more payments for you, that $1,000, if you refinance, comes off the principal balance of your loan. So you don't lose it, right, if you refinance. They just deduct it from the principal balance and it comes out of that escrow account. So if you owe $700,000 on your loan and you have $1,000 left in that escrow account subsidizing those payments for the temporary rate buy down, your payoff is only $699,000. You see what I mean? So it's really a great tool to make home buying more affordable for buyers, get those payments lower at an entry level. And once again, you have various options, right? You have 1 year, you have 1-1, you have a 2 year, you have a 3 year. So you really could get flexible with it and save some money in doing this. All right. So that's the scoop on temporary rate buy downs. Hopefully you found this useful. If you have any questions on the other temporary rate buy down options, the 1-1 option, the 2-1 option, or the 3-2-1 option, feel free to DM me, leave a comment, provide some feedback, email me, whatever is easier to communicate with me, and I'll give you some hard numbers so you could actually see in your scenario or your client's scenario what may work best for them, and how to negotiate. That's what's key here, is making sure you negotiate during your offer for this temporary rate buydown, so it's a win-win for you as a buyer and the seller. Thank you so much for watching and following. I'll see you on the next one. I'll help you finance your first, next, and last home. Thanks again.